Greetings, citizens of Earth. You are barking a happy tune with my pal Smurf of Smurf and the Magic Tones on 5280 Geek.
Live from Figgis Studios, darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Private Cheeseburger, Double A Ron to my right. Sentries crawl in search of blood.
Butts.
In search of butts.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
That's Tao.
Alien-ass cheek claps.
Clap those alien cheeks.
I will clap those alien cheeks.
All four of them.
And who... And whosoever shall be found without a soul for getting down shall face the evil horrors.
You got nothing.
Of pumpkin spice red.
Of chocolate. Baking chocolate red.
Baking chocolate. Did you hurt yourself? You yes. You literally, it's like as if you're reading from a cue card and you're like, this is fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Except he's not. He's ad-libbing.
I am ad-libbing.
Which is why you know how you know it's fucking stupid.
It's fantastic, actually. That was one of his best intros, actually. There was effort. He just didn't say the same thing.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was better than normal, but it still was like a...
Wait, I haven't listened in a hot minute. Do we still have the strap on and have a good time?
No. Space Ghost is actually doing our intro.
Oh, it's Space Ghost now.
Space Ghost, yes.
Ah, thank God.
Do we know him?
Apparently.
Okay, yes.
Cool.
Well, we know the guy.
Yes.
I know a guy.
Space Ghost coast to coast. Come on.
He's
our guy.
I know a guy.
It's not the Stewie impersonator.
I have a guy.
He hasn't been around for a while. Actually, Tao replaced
him. I know Tao was it for a little while, but I thought you put it back.
For what thing? What that? What was
the intro? Intro.
Oh, yeah. No.
Strap on and have a good time.
No.
I mean...
No, that's gone.
No, I don't think I remember that one.
You don't remember strap on and have a good time? Or you don't remember the one you did?
I don't know. I don't know what your intro was.
Speaking of horrifying things.
I don't remember
things,
what your intro
long
was.
The horror.
I can't remember what the...
Horror.
I think it was live from the Toe Tavern. That was it. Like, there was anything...
No, you did one that was something about nerds.
Nerds.
Yes. You're
Yeah, that.
The geek. I want my 5280 geek now.
So this is
I want my 5280 geek.
This is what we're talking about.
I'm sorry, but yeah, it's been a long time.
I can't do that voice.
It's your nerd voice.
Man, you haven't done your geek voice in a long time.
I haven't in a while.
I haven't pissed her off that much.
I think it's because I haven't had a story.
Your Kermit is better than the guy currently doing Kermit.
Well, that's because he doesn't put the effort in.
I think it's
he likes his life. I don't.
I think it's because no one has pissed me off to the point where I have... told a story where the nerd voice has come in.
Oh. Yeah. Did you know a guy who talked like that?
No.
Oh.
Oh, no. The nerd voice, yes and no. So the whole reason why the nerd voice came to be was he had a left clef. And so he had that really spitty, nerdy sound.
Oh, shit, talked like this?
Yeah. So like he had Tic Tacs in the back of his mouth.
Oh, sorry for that guy.
Yeah. So I couldn't do that because unless I had Tic Tacs, I couldn't do that voice.
So he's talking like he's got marbles in his mouth.
Yes, exactly.
He's got
the Buddy Hackett.
My friend Isaac, bless his soul because I love this man deeply because he's amazing.
Hackett.
He could do it. I couldn't, so I had to do the next best thing, which was, hello? Do you know how to use a box cutter? You have to cut away from yourself, but I was a Boy Scout, so I could cut towards myself. He literally,
that's
those
perfect.
Are actual quotes
wow.
from him.
Actually? There you go.
Anyone who starts a sentence like that, just shake like
he
a
He was
baby.
Literally the type of person.
Oh, no, I've almost killed people over actually.
Yes.
As some
I got to I got to do a actually to someone who did try to actually me. So
wow.
I mean that was like you activated my fucking trap card, bitch.
That's like playing Uno and you just get to slap down the bitch card just like
Send, nope. Listen, I'm sending that motherfucker to the shadow realm one way or another.
Oh, I'm so happy right now
because of the Yu-Gi-Oh reference.
Because because you guys are making references in context of the conversation without stopping the conversation, and I understand all the references.
Hey.
So we don't have to stop the conversation and explain the references.
I'm proud of you for understanding the references.
Hey, man, I play Yu-Gi-Oh! Great.
Hey.
I can't understand.
Speaking of which,
the
we're sponsored by Magic. Yeah, that's not true.
No,
everybody is
Magic,
right now.
Please.
Yeah. Magic is releasing
Magic,
a new
Magic,
thing
the
today.
Baking, the baking show.
The baking
Magic
show.
The baking show.
Magic
I would,
the gathering baking show.
I would participate in that.
We talked about that.
You have to make a giant cake
yeah.
card.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would yeah. love to actually see that.
But you run yeah. out of mana.
And by mana, you mean sugar?
Yeah.
I was going
to
say.
No bananas, actually.
You have to replace it with salt, and yeah. nobody likes your stuff.
You have to use bananas. Banana mana.
Actually,
banana mana? I was actually watching.
Banana manorama.
I was watching a baking competition. Where the gal actually she
you're going to hell for that
probably
she mixed up her sugar and her salt.
No!
Oops! Wow, that tastes different.
And
if you're unsure, I would
two
lick it.
Different baked items. She
it,
didn't
it didn't
have,
rise, did it?
She didn't have sugar.
Yeah, so it wouldn't rise.
Probably cracked like a
that,
rock.
Well,
like.
One of the baked items was a cookie that wasn't supposed to rise.
Okay.
But right. I'm just saying, like she forgot her sugar in not one. But two things.
So she put salt instead of sugar twice?
Like, I'm actually sitting around going, did someone move her sugar?
I just imagine that
would be funny as hell if it was like
no, oh my god,
could
you see that? Like
somebody
one of the bakers just like fucked
one of their
bitch.
Mustache.
No, I totally imagine like what that tastes like
that
and
anymore.
It just
no.
It makes me like my fucking skin
well, I don't eat sweet things either way because I don't like sweet
yeah,
things.
Yeah, but a salty cookie that
but
isn't meant
know.
To be salty. Like,
oh. No, I wouldn't know.
You're like, blah, 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 blah.
They taste nasty to me if when they're made right. So blah, blah, blah,
blah, yeah, blah. I have a hypersensitive taste spot, so I would pick up so much of that would actually hurt my tongue.
I can smell the future.
What are we talking about?
I can smell
horror.
Horror.
That's a horror.
Oh yeah,
that's a horror story already.
Welcome to the horror season.
The horror.
Horror of it all.
Spooky.
Oh my god.
It's time
for
spooky.
Making Lucifer?
Yeah, they are.
They are.
I'm so fucking ready.
They're making a Lucifer unicorn.
Why wouldn't you make a Lucifer unicorn?
So in the background right now, for those playing at home,
what do you think we're watching?
Is Halloween Wars. And someone actually is creating Lucifer in cake form.
Whether or not it's on purpose,
I don't think it's on purpose.
I'm not sure.
We don't know.
Like it is,
we don't have it on mute.
It has this like...
It's blue and it's veiny, and
then,
I don't like
no,
it.
And it's got the right,
like
the red eyes.
And also the position where it's like...
Yeah, the rearing up.
It's rearing, yeah.
For those
just
of you,
keep showing the dog. I don't care.
Is that the part that fell off and killed the maker? Was it the horn? And that's why Lucifer.
I thought
so. That's why
Lucifer. I thought it was his head.
Oh no! So Lucifer doesn't have a horn because it fell off and
killed
a murder weapon.
Yeah,
oh
that's
my
what
God.
It is.
So
this is now the story I'm telling.
All hail Lord Lucifer, destroyer of worlds, protector of
airplanes. I'm assuming
airplanes.
That most people who listen to us know who Lucifer is, right?
Well, yeah,
we're pretty Colorado-centric.
It's 5280.
No, I know, but for people who
we
are
do, we
are
do
outside.
Actually have listeners outside of Colorado.
So I had to explain.
That one guy in Germany is like, what the fuck are they
well,
talking
about? Well, we got a guy in Germany. We have a few in Alaska.
Oh, I was kidding.
No, we actually even have a guy in Australia that listens
so,
to
so
us.
My,
oh,
yeah. I had to
shout
explain.
Out to you guys. You guys are awesome.
Good day, mate.
I had to explain a Denver reference to one of my Australian friends. And
wait, which one was it? Was it Jake Jabs? Was it
No. Let me. I'll tell you.
Tom Chain.
Shane Company. 1/2 mile. Miley.
No, it was nothing that happened in South Park. What happened was I found this ad on the light rail that was advertising for Denver's Oktoberfest.
Hell yeah!
And their comment was that it's older. It's the Oktoberfest in Denver has been around longer than the airport has been haunted.
Oh my god.
Which first of all is just the right amount of sass in an advert that I'm like convinced
I'm
to show up.
I was gonna say I'd go to there. I've been to the Oktoberfest.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
You're like,
it's not authentic German Oktoberfest.
No.
Nothing
you
is
you get drunk
no.
enough. You don't
it.
Care.
Nothing is. It's like going to St. Patrick's Day. This isn't what they do in Ireland.
Actually it's
yeah,
weird
they drink more Guinness in Ireland.
Yes. It's weird to see Indian lederhosen.
No, it's not. It's very common.
It's
actually.
Pretty fantastic.
Do you guys remember my friend Joe from England?
Yes.
Yeah,
so,
the guy who I saw for 2 seconds.
Yeah, who likes bacon.
Yes.
He really likes
actually,
bacon.
Actually, I remember. That's
yep,
all I
no.
remember about him.
So I remember when he first arrived in Colorado, and then we were driving past. He's like, what the fuck is that? And I'm like, that's Lucifer. It's killed a few people. And he's just like, for fuck's sake, what the fuck?
Texas, somebody who used to work at the airport, I had so many goddamn questions about that stupid horse.
Yeah, so many. Like, and I'm just like, that's fucking terrifying.
I know nothing about the horse. I know the artist died because the horse fell on him. Yeah. That's all I know.
So wasn't it a few that's people that he killed, enough. Actually?
Yeah, he's killed three.
It was the artist, it was somebody putting him up, and it was an engineer who didn't know he was there.
Yes.
So, like, he was just there.
I'm literally trying to explain this via text.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Without links of, she's like, why is your airport haunted? Where do I start?
Well, it's not only haunted. There's aliens and the Illuminati and a gargoyle who talks to people.
No, he's
gone.
And there
was the god of death.
Yeah, he's dead.
Gone.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so, they canceled the crap out of him real fast. Yeah.
Somebody complained because he was making fun of someone. But
yeah. I mean, that's
the reason he disappeared.
You know that he can't really see people, right?
Yeah, they didn't care.
It makes me think of Europe whenever they have like those artistic fuck yous.
Yeah.
There was one that was it was a devil on top of a theater. Mm-hmm. And there was a man who lived nearby who said that was a place of like satanic worship. And then they put that devil on top of it.
Yep.
And he's facing that person's house.
Well, and they,
that's the best fuck you.
Didn't they have
I tell you about the gargoyles on Notre Dame, but they're not there anymore. So whatever, man. The Amazon's on fire.
Thankfully, they removed them, and hence the fire.
Yeah, I was gonna say
you should not remove
the gargoyles.
Them.
Are gone, yeah. So it's fine.
Oh, that's definitely
Lucifer. They were raised above the clouds, and their curse is broken.
Dude, that is seriously Lucifer.
It's Percival.
It is.
Okay, sorry.
Listen, it's not Lucifer. It's not anatomically correct. Because Lucifer is uncomfortably correct.
So that's his mate.
Uncomfortably nice. So a topic?
Horror.
Well, so we're talking about spooky shit.
And I forgot my...
Urban legends.
I forgot the hell I was going to say.
You're welcome.
We got distracted.
Constant spooky shit or horror movies? What do you want to talk about?
Well, horror shows?
Do you have a theme?
With it being horror...
Horror.
Theme.
I think... We should discuss, as far as when you're dealing with horror, there are different genres, whether it be comedy, whether it be television,
slashers.
Whether it be film.
Horror comedy is my favorite.
Slashers are mine.
Yeah.
I think the horror that has like impacted us and has shaped us the most is what we should... What?
What?
Romantic horror is great.
In fact...
It's a very niche genre that you don't see very
often. One of my favorite...
Yeah, because it's not
1955. Oh, no, nobody's making Bram Stoker's...
No. One of my
favorite... Did I say that right?
You did.
Close.
I feel like I mumbled a little bit.
Bram Stoker's...
Buddy!
Bram Stoker's...
Have a drink!
Well, actually...
I don't know. I said Marlboro cigarettes wrong the other day, and nobody will let it go, so...
Well, actually, one of my favorite horror comedy romances is
if
Love
you say
It.
Ghostbusters, I'm going to fucking kick you in the teeth.
No, it's Love at First Bite.
Oh!
Kim, is that you?
Like,
kick your teeth in. I did rewatch Scott Pilgrim again. So.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, you can't help.
It's not horror, but it's.
It's not, but it's still pretty yeah. good.
No, but
I suddenly can't think of a single
horror movie. If your life had a phase, I would punch it.
Wait, what? What?
Kim is still the best part of that movie. Oh, anyway, what were you saying about Love at First Bite?
He likes Love at First Bite.
I like that movie.
You know, it's great. You got George Hamilton. The walking tan as Dracula.
Not wrong.
Okay.
The man is brilliant.
I don't know. I think our president might be runner up for that.
Oh my god.
He's a Cheeto.
Emperor Cheeto.
He's
Emperor
an Oompa
Cheeto.
Loompa.
He's fantastic. But
the whole premise of Love at First Bite is
he's here to fuck.
Yes.
Well, they fucking.
And was it Jane Curtin? Is who he ends up falling in love with?
See, every time I hear Jane, I just think Jane Fonda, and I know it's not right. I know it's not Jane Fonda.
That would funnier.
It's fitting, but it's not right.
And the guy that used to play the Nazi soldier in Laugh-In is the guy that takes care of him.
You've gone over my head. Millennial doesn't get.
God damn it!
I've seen Love at First Bite, but
I was so close.
The Nazi in that one thing.
Elder millennial doesn't know what you're talking about either.
Oh, good. Okay, so elder millennial. That's
good. A fetus. I don't know what you're talking about.
So
elder middle and
George Hamilton, who's Dracula, comes here to find true love.
Okay, I actually like the Gary Oldman Dracula. I don't mind.
Really?
I don't mind Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves is fantastic.
He's useless in that film.
So funny, though.
You know what? So is Jonathan in every.
You're like a vampire, man.
In every Dracula.
He doesn't say that, but he might as well.
Jonathan as well. Is useless.
Isn't that Keanu Reeves one? The one where Dracula has the hair?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman.
Yeah.
I think it's the.
Whoa.
I think it's the only role.
You're a vampire, bro.
The only role Gary Oldman's ever done, like calm. Calmly Dumbledore. Jesus Christ.
I don't know. Jim Gordon in Batman is not that. Wait, no, you're right.
Oh my God.
He's not calm.
No, he's not.
So the other one that he comes close to being calm on is Fifth Element, but he's just blatantly quietly mean.
I forget he's in that because I don't recognize
him. He's just quietly mean, which is not the same thing.
Yeah,
so you might be mistaken and think he's calm, but he's not. He's obnoxious.
He's just a dickhead in that movie.
He's a dickhead in every movie. Like
he plays his roles good.
No. Go back and watch any role Gary Oldman has done. He's just mean.
He's not mean in Batman. He's harsh in Batman, but he's not mean.
Right, because I think he heard my reviews and commented.
He's like, okay, I got to take a deep breath for at least the last movie.
Oh my God. But he's not calm, and I just think Dracula is... I forget that it's the same person that I hate in every other role he's done. Because he's so good in that, and I love him in that.
And
he's
so,
so calm.
So trippy.
Yeah. I think
it's a weird
the only
movie.
Dracula, the only Dracula I like better... is the miniseries with Jonathan Rhys Meyers that nobody remembers even happened.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the hipster and say I like Nosferatu, but that's just...
No, I like Nosferatu.
Okay, first of all, like, Nosferatu is fucking gold. Like,
yeah. I keep thinking of What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah.
Oh, he hasn't seen that.
No.
Oh, yeah, he's in the corner.
Yes, No, when they open his coffin, he just goes...
Well, and I love
they just give him a chicken.
He's there,
just,
yeah. Yeah, and they're just like, oh,
no, sorry.
The Bram Stoker's Dracula is great because when Gary Oldman does the whole where they cut Keanu Reeves and he takes the razor blade and he's like, and he starts like licking the blade.
And all you can see is
that's your horror comedy moment of is that real? Like, is that supposed to be funny?
All of a sudden, Steve Martin doing it.
It really is.
And you're like, wait,
oh,
what?
Like Little Shop of Horror is a good horror comedy.
Oh.
I hate that.
You hate that movie?
I hate that play, and therefore I hate the movie. No, let me tell you why. Because it creeps me out so bad.
Ooh. So it's like you hate it in a good way.
Well, it does its job, and that's why I hate it.
Okay, that's fair.
So it's, yeah.
Steve Martin is the dentist. Yeah, that's it.
He is.
No, like Steve Martin did that scary, that Dracula spoof from Mel Brooks.
Did he really?
Yeah, how are you not remembering this?
I don't remember this.
I know this is a
thing. A Mel Brooks thing?
It's Mel Brooks. It was one of the last, it was done like right after Men in Tights, and it was like the moment we realized that Mel Brooks should not make movies in the 90s.
As I say, kind of after Blazing Saddles and a few of those other ones where you're just like,
That one I might have to look up. For Love at First Bite, actually thinking
he's like,
of
my movie!
Artie Johnson is the gentleman that I'm thinking of from Laugh On, and it was actually Susan St. James.
Did you just want an excuse to talk about Love at First Bite?
No.
I don't believe you.
I was just clarifying who it was. I was giving her time to try and actually look up that Mel Brooks film.
That Mel Brooks film?
Because I don't remember.
See, when I think of horror...
Dracula
like,
Dead and Loving It.
Oh, my. That's a Mel Brooks movie?
Yeah.
I did not realize that.
I did not
that
know
movie's
that.
Awful.
That's absolute...
I did not realize
Leslie
that was Mel
Nielsen
Brooks.
As Dracula.
I had the actor wrong.
You got the white hair correct.
Leslie Nielsen.
I saw the first 20 minutes of it in 1995 when it came out, and I blocked it out because
I didn't realize it was Mel Brooks, but it's garbage.
Yeah,
like
it's absolutely
that was
garbage.
Actually
apparently one of the few that's bad.
I didn't know the name Mel
that
Brooks.
That Airplane 2.
Until
Airplane 2 is
Dracula
ridiculous.
Dead and Love It because it was like the Tim Burton thing that they did where they're like, we're really gonna harp on the fact that this is Mel Brooks. Go see this because Men in Tights didn't do as well as we thought it would.
Oh, but Men in Tights is so good.
A lot of people say that, but let's compare it to his other works.
Well, okay, comparatively, it's not as good.
Okay, but
I still love that.
But compare to how well it did to his other works. That's what I'm saying.
Flopped hard.
Exactly. This came out after that.
I still think that even from a cult classic standpoint, Men in Tights.
It's a cult classic.
It holds up.
As far as that,
dead
it's
and
a cult
loving
classic.
It.
No,
nobody cares.
You don't hear anybody rave about fucking that movie over Robin Hood Men in Tights.
As far as cult classics go, if we're going to talk Mel Brooks, come on.
Young Frankenstein?
Young Frankenstein.
Because when you look at what Gene Wilder and Terry Garr...
And that's another horror comedy.
And
that's
it is a
fantastic.
Horror comedy.
On brand.
Peter Boyle as the Segway. Monster and Gene Hackman, who stole that whole scene with Peter Boyle. And I guess
that's one of my favorite movies.
It is a staple for any horror collection.
Yes, it is good, isn't it? I didn't say that. Yes, you did. You made a yummy sound. No, I didn't.
Put the candle back.
The funny thing
is, made a drinking game about Frau Brühe.
Oh,
Gene Hackman did a lot of ad libbing for those scenes, which is hilarious because Gene Hackman just basically showed up for a paycheck and didn't care. He
was
having fun with it.
He did not give a shit about that movie, and it shows. But that also makes it better somehow. Yes. Somehow that.
Well, and I guess he was friends with... The whole reason he's even in the film is because he's friends with Gene Wilder.
Sure.
So
Gene and Gene.
Gene and Gene. Gene squared. So they're pushing to get him in there.
They got
So they're like, okay, fine, we'll bring him in. And he does the whole scene with Peter Boyle, and it is just freaking hilarious. And you can tell he doesn't care.
Really Putting on the Reds is still one of my favorite songs to this day.
Oh, yeah.
That's a cosplay I'd like to do with Aaron.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'd love to do that cosplay. Oh,
so you're going to
be hilarious.
Dress up as Gene Wilder?
I've got the hair.
You do have the hair. And I want to see you just stand it up. I mean, I wouldn't mind. I'd love to see you as Madeline Kahn when she becomes the Bride of Frankenstein, essentially, at the end.
I actually hate her in that. That's my least favorite role she's
ever
done.
Really?
Yeah. I love her as Mrs. White. I love her in
Blazing Saddles.
I love her.
Forget she's in Blazing Saddles.
How?
You just don't think about it.
But
Six Schnitzengruber is my limit.
I know.
I don't like her in.
I'm tired of playing the game.
I don't like her.
Oh my God!
I'm tired.
I'm scared.
Is she in Spaceballs?
No.
No, she is not.
Oh, weird. Like
she should be. Sorry.
Your dreams have been shot down.
She was off doing Clue. She had a better shit to do.
The last time we watched Clue, I was I made a Mel Brooks reference to Mrs. White, and Rick goes, "That's not who that is." I was like, "That absolutely is who that is." Yeah. And he's all like, "Oh!" And I was like, "How do you forget?" It's like if I pointed out Tim Curry and made a Legend reference and you forgot.
He's the devil.
He's the dude.
He's Mr. Body. No, he's not Mr. Body.
He is Mr.
Body.
Yeah, well,
No. It depends on which version.
No, all the versions. It depends on what act you're in. In the first act, he convinces everyone that he's not Mr. Body, but at the end of the movie, you know he's Mr. Body.
I'm Mr. Body.
He was my butler.
And again...
I'm the butler, sir. I butle.
And again, I think... Clue is another perfect example of entertaining horror because when you're
guess you could call it that
because when you're
Clue
engrossed
is very
in
trending
Clue.
This year.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I've noticed that it's coming back.
I don't know why Clue is trending.
Ooh, fun thing! Alma Drafthouse does it every single year, where you can go to a Clue movie party and people dress up.
I would do that.
It's fantastic.
Is it cosplay or costume?
I call it cosplay because they do that religiously. So
flames on the side of my face.
Yes, and there's always a woman who does that.
That's always how I know I've drunk too much. Is if there's flames on the side of
flames.
My face.
And because I have to be Professor Plum, because Christopher Lloyd.
Obviously. That's me in general. Anytime I drink, even if I'm not.
Yeah,
tipsy.
You have the Asian
glow.
Curl, yeah,
Asian glow.
Yep.
It sucks. Oh yeah. Because they're like, "Oh, are you drunk?" I'm like, "No,
that's just
I'm
my
fine.
Face.
It's just genetics.
I'm sorry. My body just cannot break down the alcohol well.
But like,
it just sucks.
I think the best comedy horror is a horror movie that has like funny bits in it. To me,
Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin in the Woods is a great example because they're like, it's kids who are like, what the fuck is going on? In a really scary situation. Evil Dead does it really well, too, where it's like...
Yeah, but Evil Dead is kind of one of those weird exceptions because that wasn't their intention.
Well,
no,
the second one
that's
was.
The first
Evil
one.
Dead 2,
Evil
absolutely.
Dead, it was definitely the intention. Mm-hmm. Same with Army of Darkness. Where
Army
it's
of
like,
Darkness I like better than Evil Dead 2.
Yeah.
I feel like Evil Dead 2, he hadn't embraced it fully yet.
Yeah, no. He was still trying to be serious a little bit.
And he had given in and was like, okay, we're going to do the comedy, but he was not happy about it.
That's
Bruce
Campbell at the end. Like, yes, Army of Darkness, that's it. He switched.
And Sam Raimi, who was with Bruce Campbell when they did the first Evil Dead. And it was
like the second
one
movie.
And the third one.
Well,
the third one was somebody else, but...
Army of Darkness? No, it was still Sam Raimi.
Was it Sam Raimi?
No,
I thought it was somebody else.
No.
No. Whoever told you that is wrong and should be exempt out of your life.
They should be executed.
Hey.
This is my boomstick.
That's still
one of the best lines.
From
I have
Wreck-It
that on a t-shirt.
This is my boomstick?
Everyone who's ever been mean to me should be executed?
No.
Oh.
Although that's funny. I should get that on a t-shirt.
We do need that on a t-shirt.
This is my boomstick on a shirt.
No, you need that on, like, underpants.
Yeah. Oh, no, I like that.
That is indeed a horror story that I just
indeed.
Heard.
Wow.
Yeah, only if you're the girl who's like getting down with the dude and he's wearing those underpants. I think I would know.
See, if you have a good sense of humor, I would assume that they would laugh and then leave.
Okay. One night stand, it's a no. Committed relationship.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Well, if you find, if you have the right person.
Ladies, we need a total poll. If a dude dropped his pants.
We're explaining.
Were you
going
to say trousers?
Yes, I was.
What are we, English?
Shut up. They drop their pants, and on their undershorts, it says, "This is my boomstick."
Okay, here's the thing.
Do you walk out? Do you laugh? Or are you committed?
Like,
exactly what
Aaron said. If I was okay, so I'm married. So this is weird. if I was doing a one night stand,
yes.
Picked a guy picked me up in a bar. And I saw that, I'm walking out.
Yeah, that's akin to the don't cross the streams underwear. Yeah. You're leaving.
The Ghostbuster underwear that says busting makes me feel good.
Yeah,
that's the one. I'm like, no. I'm uncomfortable being here when that's on display. Like, yeah. But if that was if I was dating someone who's uber nerdy and we had shared the uber nerdiness.
If your husband did that.
If my husband did that, I would laugh my fucking socks off.
Literally.
I think he's more hoping your clothes, but okay, we'll go with socks.
Socks
is a good start.
What do you think socks are?
I mean, socks.
Socks
can
stay are on. Socks.
You don't know where I wear my socks.
Hey.
Hey, there's a sale going on in my bedroom. Clothes are 100% off.
Hey. High five! Hey. Yeah,
but yeah, Aaron's right. If it's just someone you're casually with,
one night stand?
See,
no,
yeah.
No. Committed relationship? Yes.
But I mean, that's like that. That's the epitome of do I live with my mother? Like that's Whoa. That like
yeah.
Because
if I was wearing that, that's a red flag.
That's a
yeah.
red flag.
That's bad.
That's like
you
a
see
weird...
a fat guy wearing weird underwear. You're like, no, I'm out, man.
That's okay. Like some weird porn scenario. Yeah.
The equivalent is it would be like the sexy panty underwear, like
Ooh.
The silky panties with
the lace trim
and like
no,
a bow.
No, with flamingos.
Oh, what? I'm intrigued. Well, listen, for me, I'd be like, yeah, no, let's do it. Fine.
No, the dude is wearing these.
Oh.
Same thing. As weird boomstick.
Yeah, but
underwear.
See if I don't. I've never met a chick.
What is this podcast?
See, but like coming from someone.
This
who,
is horror. I mean, in all
well, to be fair, this is a horror story.
This is a horror scenario. Okay, like okay. Coming from someone who is single and very lonely.
Go on.
I would probably laugh and then leave.
It's a red flag. If a guy is wearing...
Would you take a picture?
No, I would...
Would you stop?
No,
because that's a violation of privacy.
Yeah, that falls under revenge porn.
Yeah.
No.
For me, it's one of those things where I would laugh myself out the door.
She left one of her shoes. She does not care.
Yeah, she does not care.
Clearly, she doesn't care.
She's not coming back.
She's not coming back.
No, but a dude...
That's like the time I left a hat at an ex-girlfriend's house. I'm like, that's
dudes,
gone forever.
Yeah, that's gone.
Dudes who wear novelty underwear, no.
On the first date?
On the first 6 months of dates.
I can't wear my Ghostbusters underwear the first 6 months?
You're done.
Shit,
you're
no
just
going
to have to do laundry.
No wonder I'm single.
Oh, my God.
Only on dates you plan on getting naked.
Wait, you mean my trip to the zoo? I shouldn't have gotten naked?
That's all.
Not
of them.
In the gorilla display. Oh my god.
That was the tiger display. That's had somehow, to show dominance.
That's somehow better.
Grr, baby. Grr.
Oh god.
What if it was the cougar display?
Just, oh, no. In what
that's
scenario?
A different podcast.
Do you want to see a dude wearing novelty underwear, no matter what the novelty is?
What about a girl wearing novelty underwear?
You answer that one for yourself.
I was gonna say, because for me, I'd be like, "That's hilarious."
Nah, dude, if they were like,
I'm fine with it.
Like, if there were no words, they were like the pixel panties, by all means. But like, if it's like something that has like some weird
like writing on
some
it,
some weird writing thing, where I just probably laugh myself out the door.
Oh, so it's the same thing.
Yeah,
okay.
No,
I see.
I do not discriminate. No,
yeah.
I do not discriminate based on gender.
Oh, so you still think it's weird?
Yeah. So I'd still laugh myself out the fucking
to me,
door.
I'm just like, that's a little strange.
Yeah, but,
I'm still here.
But if we're in a committed relationship, then yes,
that's
it's
very
totally
telling.
Okay. But if it's
isn't
a hookup,
it?
Then I
they
probably laugh
the
myself out the door.
I mean,
wow.
I guess it depends on the underwear. Because
or the laundry
it was,
day. I don't know what they're smelling.
Yeah, laundry day. I mean, if it was like Hello...
Yeah, with Smurf's corduroy shirt.
Yeah, if it was Hello Kitty...
Hello Kitty
dude,
panties.
I would...
Oh.
No? I don't know, man. No. It depends on... depends on a lot of factors.
Okay.
How old is she?
I'd be asking. If she's wearing Hello Kitty panties, I'd be like asking for ID.
Over 20?
Like,
a little weird.
Like, no, no, I'm going
to... weird.
I'd be checking her birth certificate at that point.
18 to 20? You're fine.
So how did this segue into...
anyway, horror.
Horror.
So, boomstick. That's how.
It's like a mission in Borderlands.
I was going to say, I also like the horror movies where it's actually scary and not just like...
Well, okay.
Jump scare.
Okay, but
I'm
when
sick of the jump scare
I don't like
trend.
Jump
those
scares.
Are cheap.
I
call them
cheap
scares.
I'm sick of that trend because that's what it's become is like, oh, we can get you to jump in
they
the seat.
They get so proud of themselves. I got you. You
yeah.
did not.
They rub
you
it in.
Startled
they
me.
Rub, at least the most recent Annabelle movie like made fun of that where like, you know, there was a jump scare and then they were like, haha, get it? We jump scared you. And then there was something actually scary afterwards.
Hmm.
I was okay with that because it was like,
well,
you're self-aware.
Even, like, even in video games as well,
it's
where
cheap.
It's so cheap. And it's you're like, okay,
cheap.
Well, that didn't even like invoke any sort of like, I like psychological like
yeah.
fear where it's like, is there something behind the corner? Is something over there? I don't
yeah.
want to go over there.
I like that when nothing comes around the corner and then the scene ends and you're like, yeah. what the fuck? Like,
yeah, and then well, like, you feel like your heart racing.
Yeah.
And you're like, shit. And you're like, what the fuck?
Well, and that's kind of, I think, the golden age of horror that we're in right now where it mm-hmm. is a lot of psychological horror.
Oh,
and it
yeah.
is.
Because yeah.
you've got, like, Us. By
Us was great.
With
I do
Peel?
Like I do like Get Out a little bit more.
Get
but
Us
Out
was
good.
Still,
they're both
again,
fantastic
yeah,
psychological horrors.
Insidious:
yeah.
The Last Key has some jump scares, but it's still it.
But you
the
know
most
what? It
recent
was a good
one
balance.
Has good actually scary horror elements where you're like, oh, that's fucking terrifying.
And the story, because when okay, spoilers. When she makes it back into that area, that mm-hmm. that you, it's a big reveal as far as what the hell has been going
oh,
on for the whole
when,
Insidious storyline with
yeah,
her.
When you realize like the demons have been kind of controlling every little aspect.
Yes.
From like day one, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like,
I
that,
mean,
those
it is
are the
a
best.
Mind fuck.
Those are the best.
I like my favorite horror is still Frailty with Matthew McConaughey.
Ooh, and you know what? That is
because,
that's a classic.
God, I love that.
Classic horror.
Because when we were finished watching it, like all my friends, we were watching it together, and they left going, and they'd all seen it before, so they got up, the movie's over, and they're all like, and moving on, ha 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 ha, and had moved on to next topics.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there going, I have to question my views on life
ooh.
Right now.
Yeah, that's definitely
like I'm gonna need a minute.
Strangers did that for me.
Oh yeah,
that it's like people could break into your house at any time. The moment when I realized this movie is going to be way too scary for me at this moment was when she's in the kitchen and he's just there.
Yes,
they're already in the house. Mm-hmm. Like they had rung on the doorbell and you're like, that's weird. Whatever, but he's just in the house and you're like, no.
And the fact that he's standing there, he
mm-hmm.
doesn't,
he doesn't
do anything.
He's just there.
And he's standing there.
That's
and
what
he's
my
just...
cat does to me first thing in the morning.
I was gonna say, where is
Where is Vegas?
He does the shining thing where he'll just sit
shadows.
In the hallway and just be like, come play with me.
Well, and the whole thing with the strangers is because as you're watching the scene develop
mm-hmm.
and she's moving around.
Yeah, she's just in the kitchen and like they keep it at the same angle
and
the entire shot.
And he doesn't do anything and then yeah. Suddenly they shift and come back and he's gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
you're like,
fucked me up so
oh
bad.
My
oh, God.
And isn't that like, It's loosely based on a true story.
I've read the story it's based on. It was just like a string of murders that happened in like Wisconsin.
Yeah, it was like the middle of nowhere. Yeah, and
the state of cheese?
Yes. But the whole thing is just like, that's realistic to me.
Yes.
Because people could just break into your house.
Well, and the whole,
I need help.
Well, when you think of someone like knocking on your door, I need help.
Yeah.
And,
oh, God.
And that's like pulling on like your initial instinct to help. Because
I'm too nice. Absolutely. And I'd be like, yeah, come on in. Like, I'll help you.
And that whole thing, and then when they were showing like the behind the scenes and how they filmed it and how they built that set, mm-hmm. where the actors, the actors had no idea where they were going to be banging on the walls and all that. So the initial reactions is like genuine.
Oh my God.
So it's like,
I hate that.
That whole. Oh my god, it just gives me goosebumps thinking about it right now.
The original Texas Chainsaw Massacre is also one of my favorites, especially as horror classic. And yes, it's a slasher, but it doesn't really rely on the jump scare so much.
No.
But what I love about it is their lack of soundtrack.
There is a soundtrack, but they know when
to not use it.
Exactly.
Oh, because like the Woman in Black does that too. Like, mm-hmm. hypes you up, and something's around the corner.
Yeah.
And it becomes unsettling because we're so used to background music and everything that we actually don't even notice it.
Yeah.
It's one of those things like you go into a grocery store when they're not playing anything.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's unsettling.
And all of a sudden you're just like, what's wrong?
That's why Woman in Black was one of the better horror movies like of a recent kind of movie, because I think it came out, 2010, something like that. But it also relies on that there's no soundtrack in the background.
Right.
And I love those horror
movies.
Wasn't
Paranormal Activity the first one the same way? There wasn't really many like
It was, but tracks. The thing was, whenever the demon is in the room, there's like the
You get that weird, because even when you're
it vibrates whenever it's in the room.
Because you get that sudden like feedback that something's about to happen, and you can see like little things in the background as far as
it
where the
sets
position
you up
of
it.
Camera.
Have you ever seen
Have you ever
seen Unsolved?
Yes.
With Shane, every time he goes, demon?
Yeah.
Demon.
Who is demon?
Demon.
But even when
it's your boy Shane.
But even when you're watching like old school Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the old school. I'm not talking about the Jessica Biel bullshit.
But I mean,
there's too much soundtrack.
That's how I feel with
rap.
Yes.
With Halloween as well. I love the original Halloween film.
They did not understand what they were doing in that remake.
No.
The remake, and even with like the Halloween remakes and
Friday
the 13th remakes,
they're also terrible.
They don't know what the suspense is. Because the suspense is, there's this big thing, you don't know where the fuck it is, but it's there.
There are people who grew up watching these horror movies, there are people who love horror movies, but they really didn't study why they were good, mm-hmm. and they just thought, well, we'll just make it loud and scary and add some blood.
Yeah.
And I feel the same way
about...
Torture
porn, I can't stand.
I feel the same way about excess gore as I do about excess sex scenes. If they're not adding to the... to the story, why are they here?
It makes me think of Battle Royale, because they always, like, Japanese films, they always do, like, excess blood.
Yes.
And
Battle Royale big about that.
Yeah, but then it looks like
the
cranberry
arterial,
juice.
Yeah,
yeah.
The arterial spray.
Like, because it was also shitty, like, made blood, because it was such an old film. So when you see,
budget.
Like, the dead body, it looks like cranberry juice got spilled all over the
floor. And I love
that's what they use.
I love the slaughter scene that they have, where all of them, like, all of a sudden
girls?
Yes.
All the girls who are like, oh, you're the one who's trying to betray, and then they start like killing each other.
Well, and they like set up,
stab.
They like started making a house at the end of the island. No, we'll set everything up, everything will be great.
And then they stab each other because
one girl poisoned somebody else.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because like she ate something and then she ended up throwing up and dying. Yeah. And then they like started to lose it because they
turned on her so quickly.
Yeah.
That movie's good. And that's another thing is like that kind of suspense, that kind of like, oh, who killed who?
Yeah. Because
you don't know. You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Battle Royale's good at that. There's been a few.
The first Alien is good at because it they don't show the monster.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I love
not till the end.
Horror movies.
It's like, it's that suspense of
you
where
know
is it? What is
where
it?
Where is it? What is it?
Well,
what
and you got Ridley it? Scott at the top of his game when he does Alien. And he pulls some psychological key elements of you're in the unknown. You're exploring. And you think it's one thing, and he twist the tables on you.
You think, oh, this is just some Marine going crazy. Because that's the story they set up, is somebody went crazy, somebody killed the other people on the... on the Nostradamus or whatever the fuck it was.
It reminds me of Dead Space. I think I'm
you're mixing things.
But either way, like, the story is like somebody went fucking crazy.
Well, and you like, come into this whole
so
like
Dead Space.
Yeah. Well, and you
the first Dead Space because it was the only good one.
Yeah. Oh, Dead Space was good. But you've got the whole you've got everything set up where okay, you think you kind of understand it, and then he flips the tables.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then everything's back to normal, and you're like, okay, so this is fine.
Nothing is fine.
And then you have the most glorified key moment in horror sci-fi history as the chest burster comes out. They're even doing like a whole documentary based on just that scene coming out this year.
I think Alien, the original Alien, is probably the best sci-fi horror since Frankenstein.
Dude, I freaking love.
What was that one with Sam Neill?
Dead Calm.
No, it's I don't know. It's the one. The ship travels into hell, basically.
Prometheus.
I
know what you're talking about.
Fuck.
All our listeners are shouting at us.
Yeah, right, I was going to say they're screaming. It's like it's the Sam Neill. The ship goes into hell.
I know what you are.
And you know what? It is a Paramount horror film, because when you watch that, Sam Neill's character, you see him slowly.
Event Horizon.
There
Event
it is. Horizon.
That movie scared me so much when I was younger. Because it's like they travel into hell.
And there's no gateway.
Yeah,
like, there is.
Like, you have no idea when the transition happens.
Yeah, it's all of a sudden just snap, they're in hell. Like, oh, shit.
Well, and you have...
That's how I felt about the Silent Hill movie, which I know, like, nobody...
I like the Silent Hill
Everybody's the first all, one. Everyone's all like, that movie is terrible.
Okay, first one
and,
is fine.
And I'm sitting here going, fuck you, I'm traumatized.
Yeah.
And there's
freaking...
This, no,
pyramid
there's
ripping her skin off.
There's a Pyramid Head cosplayer here in Denver. He used to show up and hang out at the booth I was working at all the time.
Oh,
and just pace,
I've seen
just,
him.
Just
yeah.
pace in front of my booth, and I'm cowering behind the long lights.
He's dragging the big
long
sword.
And my boss
sword.
Is like, I need you to stand up. And I'm like, I need you to fuck off. Because I am not. I know that's a guy in a costume, and I don't fucking care. Like, I'm not okay.
Yeah.
Well, and when you're dealing with Event Horizon, because the way they set that up, because Sam Neill, you honestly... you're pulling for him.
Yeah.
And you're like,
you
okay.
You think he's going to make it.
You think he's going to make it. You think he's the hero. And he ends up just going dark
awful,
quick.
Yeah. Well, because like you can tell at certain points in the movie, he'll say something just real subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, I don't think they're going to make it out alive. And you're like, what the fuck did you say? Like,
but even what's even worse is the setup. Because when you hear the crew...
screaming.
The
recordings
of
just screaming, and then all of a sudden there's Latin, and they're like, I think it means we're in hell.
My God.
And then there's like that twist where
that's
it's
what
like,
hell is, no, where they
like,
make you learn Latin. That's what hell is.
That's what hell is. Yeah, we learn Latin.
I don't speak Latin. No, you
and
go to
you
class.
See, you finally see the video
like,
recording of
sucks,
that.
I hate it.
Each other in half, the one guy like pulling his eyes out. It's like, that's when gore... is fine.
No,
well,
gore is
when it's
gore is
needed.
Fine when it's needed. Like the first Saw movie, the first.
Oh my God!
Saw movie.
Yes,
I spent the entire time watching the first Saw movie, going, "Is this really needed?" And then when I got to the end, I was like, "Yes."
Yeah.
I don't want to admit it because I think it's awful, and I never want to sit through another one of these movies like this again. Much
then,
less
like,
five more.
Yeah, they keep
but
doing. They overdid
more.
It with
seven
the other
more.
Ones.
There's like eight movies.
But
now.
See, when you have the thing about Saw. The whole premise, because the writer of the original Saw, he only did the first two. After that, the franchise got taken over by the studio because he passed away.
Right, because so, he should have only done one.
Well, and I think he had a different story in mind than what we got from the studio.
You can tell it deviates after two. Yeah. Because the first two, it's kind of like... He has good intentions, almost. And then after that, you're just like...
No,
after
just,
that, it's just about...
It's just gore porn.
Killing.
Well, and yes.
At least the second one still is kind of in that vein of, well, these people are actually pieces of shit. Like, real pieces of shit. Not just, well, he might have killed his dog once. Like,
well, oh, my God.
And the reveal at the end of the first Saw, when he gets up off of the floor.
That he's been there the whole time.
I
love that
oh
part.
My God.
Like, that was the first time I ever, like, shouted in a movie theater.
And to be honest...
Like, holy shit, or like, oh, no.
It was something along those lines.
There's been a few horror films that I have been surprised, and that was one of them. When he got up off of the floor, and I'm like, shut the fuck up. Yeah, this dude has been here. That was a great reveal. Yeah. And I'm like, that is what the horror, the whole mind fuck of it all. And you're like, holy shit. Because one of my favorite films, and it's an Australian film, I think, it's called High Tension.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen High Tension.
And when you see the reveal, you're like, holy fuck. I mean, there's some giveaways and there's some huge holes.
What I think makes a good horror versus a bad horror story is because I've seen so much bad horror, and I'm not just talking about campy B movies.
I love campy B horror movies.
I'm not talking about campy B. I'm talking about like horror like Them. Not Them. They. Do you remember They?
Oh, I remember They.
I remember They.
Oh,
I remember
what a They. Fucking letdown.
I was going to say, I remember They being one of those that had so many trailers, so much hype, and then it was just like, oh, this is
it
okay.
Was mediocre. It was mediocre at best. But I think
because they
I
take
think,
the best bits.
Well, what I think is...
So you basically saw the movie in the trailer.
Why that one was such a failure. You saw a better movie in the trailers than
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Really
why that one was such a miss, and things all the movies we just talked about that I can't... I'm completely blanking on any number that made them so successful is there's a point.
Yeah.
I don't need a resolution, but I need a point. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. The point of a lot of these movies is to challenge your normal way of thinking. Mm-hmm. And to, like, especially, like, what we're seeing with horror now with Get Out and Us and all this.
Even Annabelle has got some redeeming qualities to it.
Sometimes. Some of them. Yeah.
It's there to make you re-look at the world you actually live in.
Mm-hmm.
And even when we do it in space, even when we do it in Silent Hill weird pyramid head world.
Alternate dimension kind of thing.
Yeah. Even when it's like so far-fetched you know it can't possibly be real, it still makes you look at the world you think you know.
Yeah. And question things.
Yeah. And you might come back to the same conclusions because you're a polo shirt wearing dick whistle. But at least you had the moment to stop and think.
Yeah.
Like I think that's why I enjoyed Cabin in the Woods is that there's so many scenarios I've been like done over and over and over again, like slasher films, same fucking formula, just different killer, different people.
Kids in the woods get murdered. Yeah. Like, oh no!
When you're dealing with Cabin in the Woods, though, you're dealing with
checking on us.
When you're dealing with Cabin in the Woods, you have Joss Whedon at his best.
Oh yeah,
and you do not see that twist. And Figgis did get caught up on that.
He's like, I have an opinion as well.
Yes. You want to hear the good one?
Fucking Pet Cemetery over here. That was brilliant.
I love
that. Perfect. But when you have Joss Whedon on his A game and nobody sees this coming, it's such an underrated film.
The ending is so weird.
It is. But you basically accept that it's the end of the world.
You see it coming
it's
after
It's Buffy
like,
the Vampire Slayer.
I never saw the movie and I called the ending.
Yeah.
And everyone's all like, nuh-uh. And I was like, how does the movie end? And they explained it to me. And I was like,
yeah, end
is
of the
that
world.
Exactly what it is?
No,
right?
But it's funny because someone did ask him if he was going to make a second film. And he's like, did you see the end of my first one?
I was going to say, the world
like,
ends
what
in
the
first
fuck,
one.
Dude? Yeah.
It's the apocalypse.
Yeah, but I mean, I enjoyed that because it had all those different horror aspects, like even like the Asian one where like there was like ghost girl. Who's, like,
right,
turning,
where it looks like the it's like the Grudge, and they're like they're, it's the little schoolgirls
the
and they're holding a flower.
Been defeated.
Yeah, it's like shit.
Yeah, it's
that's
like
so good.
I like that because it's like it's both predictable and unpredictable because you're like, okay, what are you going to do with
it's
this
now?
It's
got these goofy moments where you're just like, what the fuck?
So
like
who,
when the elevators open and all the monsters come out and eat the guards.
The fucking
like,
unicorn that stabs all the scientists.
So who does horror better? When you look at some of like what the U.S. has done, you have Asian horror.
All honesty.
We like the jump scare. We like the cheap scare. We have a bunch of stupid people who think they understand horror, but they have no point. They think that it's just easy to get the good jump and the easy scare and add a bunch of blood and maybe a sex scene.
Yeah, but see,
and
I don't
want to
slap that on.
Again.
Slap that on, and you got yourself a movie.
There's actually a post that I remember reading about. I gotta find
like American
it.
American versus like
well,
no,
I mean, it
foreign.
Was actually
foreign.
I don't think Japanese still scares me. Japanese.
I don't think you can compare who does it best because what is scary is cultural.
Yeah, that's very true.
So what works in China doesn't work over here the same way?
For Asians, I don't agree with that. Superstitious people. We are afraid of ghosts.
But see...
Because supernatural things, like, we don't fuck with. Well, I mean, okay, Korean, Japanese, they have some weird games.
They have some weird...
Motherfuckers have some weird-ass games. don't play those.
But when you're looking at Ringu...
Give me sources.
Or...
Oh, my God.
No, the reason want, those movies.
Yeah,
do you
Grudge.
Want Ringu?
Grudge. But, that film over. Ringu's is scary, but when you do, like, deal with the Grudge, when it was done as an Asian film, and then they basically did the exact same thing over here.
Yeah, but they didn't do it the same
way. Exactly. That's why it doesn't translate.
I was going to say, you can tell they missed the mark in America because they used more jump scares.
They didn't understand.
And if you want, yeah.
They didn't
understand. And Sarah Michelle Gellar, I don't think, was the wisest choice for the lead in that.
I don't think she's the wisest choice for most things. But
Scooby-Doo the movie, maybe.
Absolutely.
Maybe.
Everyone was correct in that movie.
But essentially, someone was like, the rundown of that post was like, they should include bloopers for some movies so that you could sleep afterwards.
But someone
included that they did have something similar to an Indonesian horror film, but it was mostly because they had to stop filming because the actress was possessed, so they had to perform exorcisms.
Oh, fuck.
What?
Legit, they actually had to perform exorcisms for her because she got possessed.
The reason you like the Asian movies from that early aughts, turn of the millennium era is because they had a very specific audience, which was their own people, and they were placating to that audience very well, and they had a fucking point to their stories that they were doing.
Yeah, like one of them was.
And the American audience, which was whitewashing harder than they have ever whitewashed in decades.
Suicide Forest
was just stealing and remaking with white people the same movie. With different cultural stuff, and it doesn't translate because you took the whole reason it was scary was the cultural base of actually appealing to the specific audience, and you try and translate that to Americans who are scared of different things for different reasons.
Yeah, it's the reason and slashers are popular here is because we're scared of murderers.
Yeah, we're scared of people of that aren't white. That's what we're scared of.
Because like there were a few movies, like Asian movies that I did like, but it is very specific. Like Kuchisake Ono, which is like the slip mouth woman.
It was based off of a myth.
And also, there were some cases where they believed that there was a woman who was doing that to children.
So it's based in myth and kind of in truth.
Yeah, so like there were some like some. Some people have seen her
urban legend behind.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
So, with that one, I enjoyed it.
It's the same thing with like strangers, where it's like there's some myth, there's some truth, where there were murderers, and I think that's why that one's way scarier to me.
Start to blur those lines,
because
even when you're looking at like some of the classic stuff, like Serpent Under the Rainbow, with Bill Pullman.
Oh fuck, that's a deep cut. Jeez.
And you know what? That whole film, because it is again loosely based on actual events.
Yeah.
So you have the voodooism and all of that that comes out in that,
and then you have that weird fantasy and the weird reality.
So I mean, it is so dark and twisted, and it really plays on your inner psyche as it pulls out what are you really afraid of?
Yeah,
and to be honest with you, I think everyone at this table would honestly admit being buried alive.
Oh, that's fucking terrible.
Oh, that would fucking scare the shit out of me.
I mean that's
it's not so bad.
you just see Red Jen pop out of the freaking ground.
That reminds
just be like,
me.
Red's gonna be like fucking Batman, and the only person to get out of the goddamn coffin
to survive is Red.
Is gonna be Red.
You mean Jason Todd when he popped out of the ground like a daisy?
Hey.
Like daisies.
It's like there's this movie called the Houses That October Built, and it's based off of like haunted houses. So these people are searching for like the ultimate scary haunted house, and it starts off super cheesy, but then like you'll see someone in the crowd that's wearing like a mask.
Oh my
god.
Out
of me. Oh, you guys
fucking
didn't see the headlights?
No.
No, it was before
all we
the
saw was Rick's head show up and the lights kicked on.
It wasn't even like I caught him like right there and I was like, "What the fuck is that?"
What they mean is that you have a great haircut.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Fantastic haircut.
Yeah, nice haircut. Yeah.
So Rick comes
Even recognize him.
Rick comes into the studio.
Who is this strange man?
Just as we're talking about horror films. And we didn't see him until the lights kicked on.
That's why Figgis was there. I saw his silhouette was a thing in the dark, and that's what was freaking me out. I was just like, what the fuck is that? bad.
Damn it, Caboose.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, that was a scare.
That was a scare.
Like,
see, shit like that, we're not expecting it.
Yeah, no. Exactly. I mean,
it's
I also...
better that way.
There was also a Korean film called I Saw the Devil, which has nothing to do with any supernatural thing. It's about a detective getting revenge on this murderer who killed his wife.
Ooh.
And, like, but the thing is you don't know what he's going to do to him. Like, it's like
the buildup is huge. Yeah, but it's all in his head.
Oh shit!
Yeah, he keeps following the guy too.
My favorite horror story. Remember, he ended up.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Spoilers. It wasn't all in his head. It was actually more so him just following the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just the main
part of it's in his head. Part of it's like
so. One of my favorite horror stories is schizophrenic clown.
I'm gonna leave the room. I don't like clowns, man.
I don't like
no,
clowns.
No, this is the original schizophrenic clown. So he's performing with this troupe of actors for years, and in the act that he does, he plays the spouse to the female counterpart, and he's in his schizophrenic break believes that they're really in love. Well, she's actually really in love with one of their other actor buddies. And so in his mind, she's cheating on him, and he goes into a murderous rampage while on stage.
Oh,
so part of the scene he comes in and catches her and confronts her, and he does. So he basically murders her in front of a live audience.
Oh my God!
Fuck.
End of story.
That's intense.
That is intense. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's an opera.
That's an opus.
So.
Oh.
No, that's Pagliacci.
I think.
Is that mariachi?
No, that's Pagliacci.
In town. You should see a show.
That's, oh my God. That's Pagliacci. That's why I got into opera and said, screw musical theater, man.
I think the best horror is the ones where you can't really predict what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You can't really get into like any of the characters' heads. Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, instead of like the predictable. Well, obviously the correct thing to do would be to not go down in the basement. So they're going to go in the basement.
You can't also...
He's not in the basement. We should go down there. It's like he's in the basement.
You cannot, and I will emphasize, cannot pull an M. Night Shyamalan. Because his twists are so stupid.
Some of them have been interesting.
Some twists are fun.
Yeah, yeah. But like back in the early days when we were like, oh, he's edgy.
We were immune.
Devil was one of those that I liked.
Signs?
Signs is garbage.
Signs is garbage.
Yeah. Devil, the one where it takes place in the elevator, that one's fantastic. Because you don't know what the fuck is going on.
Oh, yeah, right. My bad. That's my...
Signs is still M. Night
Shyamalan. Oh, no, I was thinking Sixth Sense. Yeah. My bad.
No, I'm just telling you.
Also M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, I was going to say. But Devil's one of his few good ones where you're just like, the fuck is happening? Why is everything bad?
So
I don't know what's going on.
Everything is bad. Everything will continue to be bad. Everything is so bad.
Yeah. So there,
that's good horror to me. Everything's bad.
Is that show on Netflix that I've been watching? I'm like five episodes. There's only eight episodes in
one
season.
Oh, is it Two Sentence Horror?
Two Sentence
Horror.
It is that show's
great.
Really interesting because they give you like little tidbits of hints that could possibly be going on, but not enough where you're just like,
you can really
you
like
it
diagnose
out.
It.
I like The Purge.
And like even when like
the movie?
So
yeah.
The first episode,
did you not like The Purge?
Okay.
All right.
I didn't really get into The Purge until...
That's because you're blonde.
Oh, my God. But
I didn't say I didn't get into it. I just said until, like, the third movie.
What are you talking about? The first one's the best, and the second one is a close second. The third one is...
I do like the second one.
The third one is kind of a wah-wah.
Oh, my God.
But actually, I like the second one better, but...
Second one's better.
Yeah.
The first episode, for instance, like, so they only give you one line. They give you one line, and then they play the episode, then the second line appears at the end of the episode. That's, like, how they always do it. It's 20 minutes.
Oh, right, that's right. They have the first sentence and then the last sentence.
Yeah, it's essentially a 20-minute episode of, these two-sentence horror.
It's, like, quick, short horror.
And it's what good. Really
for kids.
Creeped me out about it, like, it just, it kept messing with me, though, because I was just like, oh, God, like, this might happen. Like, I'm already, like, having all these different, like, scenarios that could possibly happen, mm-hmm. and then they don't do none of them. And I'm just like, wait, what? I was like, the fuck?
Shit takes a turn.
Yeah,
you're just like, oh.
Yeah, it's like, I can't predict it, which is what I enjoy about it, because a lot of horror movies are predictable. Like, the first episode, this girl goes on a date with a guy who ends up being a killer. But then it's like, what happens at the end? Is he going to kill her? It's like, okay, well, there's that route where he does kill her. But then something else happens, and you're like, what the fuck is going on?
He was just lonely.
Well, even when you're dealing with the
he
house,
wanted,
that's
he wanted,
close.
He wanted to show his novelty underwear.
Yeah, it is... They also, it was also extremely...
You wear the Ghostbusters underwear one time.
I also felt attacked, too, because one episode had to do with an Asian family where they're, like, this woman's husband had passed away.
And they were messing around. I like
they
that
were,
one.
They were messing with, like... Good. Yeah, but it was also really fucking creepy.
Yeah, there's, like, ghosts involved. Yeah. And you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Paranormal shit, and it was just, like, it was one of those things where, like, I hated when, like, he was going underneath the blanket. Which I'm like, okay, filming that would be really awkward for one, but two, I would not be okay with that.
Well, even when you're watching like House on Haunting Hill, the new series that is on Netflix.
Oh, that one's good.
Do not watch that before you got to go to bed, because that's going to fuck with you.
Well, yeah. Especially if you
and it's some heavy, heavy stuff.
Yeah. Talking to Tao before going to bed fucks with me.
Hello. It's just like...
Hello, I am Tao. Good night.
Do you think food feels like, you know, that can understand feeling when we eat them? It's like, it's just like weird-ass questions. You're like, fuck, stop asking these dumb questions.
Why would you say that?
The octopus is like, stop chewing on me.
I mean, there is that Korean dish where they serve it live. Yeah. They never cut it off.
And it wiggles.
Yeah, there's also there's a Japanese dish where like you pour soy sauce.
Oh, they pour it and it wiggles.
Yeah, and then it moves. Yeah, because the salt moves the muscles. But the one that I was talking about is literally live to the cutting board, chopped up, and then there's some moving.
I've seen.
You know, hibachi gets real weird sometimes.
So, I saw a movie where they do that in a sex scene.
Hell yeah!
Is it
where does the octopus go?
No! It's the shrimp. They pour they put it in a bowl on her.
Oh my god!
What the
hell? Why?
Because.
Man, I thought I watched weird movies.
What kind of weird
boobies or weird movies?
Horror porn are you watching?
It wasn't horror porn. It was Tampopo, and it was for school. Oh, my God.
Oh, it was edgy and artsy. Got it.
Okay,
yeah, artsy.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. It's one of those.
And I hate it.
Yeah, I hate those.
It's Tampopo.
But Haunting of Hill House, that one, there's, like, background shit.
Yeah.
That, like...
T-O-M.
There were ghosts that you don't see. And you don't know they're ghosts until the very end, and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and it's like
Haunting of Hill House.
It's the slow reveal.
The others, the first time.
Oh, the others the first time watching.
Yeah, first time.
There was actually a
which
comedy.
I just think is pretty.
A comedy horror. It was Japanese, but it was essentially there was a family that murdered. And it was like a musical as they were. It was like a horror musical kind of thing. It was actually kind of cool.
I need more horror musicals in my life.
I'll find it for you. Pagliacci.
Pagliacci.
If I were a dead man, blah, 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 blah.
You have no idea what Pagliacci is.
No, I know what Pagliacci is.
What's Pagliacci?
It's a clown.
Oh, the clown one. Okay.
Yes.
That's Pagliacci.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should go see Pagliacci.
Psychedelic.
And then he
schizophrenic clowns, man. Yes.
And then he told the psychiatrist. He told the psychiatrist.
Getting through it was rough. But Killer Clowns from Outer Space is still one of my favorite movies.
Well, and then you got the classics like that. You got Killer Clowns from Outer Space, Killer Tomatoes.
Yeah, but those are still comedies.
They're like, still comedies.
And that's the thing is, like, a lot of the horror movies that I like, I'm like, those are hilarious.
So
like,
the most horrifying clown I've seen is actually...
Spaced Invaders.
No, it's in an episode of Good Eats.
Oh, it's called...
Specific.
the happiness of the Katakuri.
That's her horror comedy.
That one's the musical.
All right, people getting murdered. Got it.
Oh,
and now I have like a visual of Alton Brown with some weird sugar shit on his head.
No. So he was
Good Eats.
I will find it. I forget what they're making, but he's doing a.
It looks like it's trippy as fuck.
You're gonna have to text me what it's called because I'm not gonna remember.
Okay. He's doing a science demonstration with balloon animals, and so he walks out
a clown.
And in the background, there's just this clown in the window, and it's the creepiest clown of. And for me to admit this, because I'm like, I love clowns. I think they're pretty. I don't think they're creepy at all. And I'm sitting here going, that is a nightmare.
Oh.
And and the clown doesn't move the whole time.
How do you think I feel about like clowns in general? Seriously, somebody emailed me this where there's the clown motel.
Oh,
seriously,
me.
Somebody thought to send this to me where it's a motel. Of clowns.
Okay, I like clowns, but the whole, like, let's decorate in funhouse style is a little much.
It was all clown memorabilia.
I don't want to...
There was a 10-foot Ronald McDonald statue.
No, man.
10 feet tall.
That's tacky.
It's too much.
That's stolen.
And it's right across the street from a cemetery.
Obviously.
Oh, of course. That only makes sense.
Who's texting me? It's Tao.
Hello. I was texting you the name.
Yeah, thank you. I just forgot.
This is what she sends us right before bed, just to fuck with us.
Yeah, just like, go watch spooky shit.
Thinking of you. LOL.
Do you think onions cry when we cry? What's happening?
Oh, shit.
And on that bombshell.
Scariest horror.
Scariest?
Yeah.
Still The Strangers.
Yeah.
Still the scariest one.
Are we only talking about movies or like in general?
General.
Oh, fuck. That's hard.
Well, then just go movies.
No, because I was thinking video games on the wall. Like what actually...
Well, I was trying to make it easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but it's so many categories. Because...
What made you almost pee your pants?
Yeah.
I mean,
what to this day?
The reveal first try.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
I mean,
holy shit.
I mean, at the current, because there's so many things that have scared me because I'm a weenie. the two sentence horror stories.
All right.
Yeah, for sure. Because just the unpredictability.
Hell yeah.
The clown from Good Eats. I'm telling you, man. No, it's not even that. I'll show it to you after Aaron leaves. Show it to you.
No, I want to see.
See,
now
I'm
going
to look it up and I'm going to be upset about it.
I want to see when Aaron's here.
I don't think Aaron wants to see it.
I don't care.
He just runs out of the house going,
Maybe I care.
It'll be like watching Sweetums run after the Muppets down the street.
Okay, that is the only appropriate Princess Bride remake. If it's done with the Muppets.
Agreed.
I can see that.
I'll be honest. For me, my most impactful probably...
And if Cary Elwes is Prince Humperdinck.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Oh, my God.
I think that's perfect.
Can I be the guy who says inconceivable?
Inconceivable?
Wouldn't
I don't think you even know the meaning
like
of the word.
Gonzo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gonzo would be
but
Vicini.
But I want to be that.
Vicini.
Yeah.
Vicini.
I'm Gonzo now.
Okay. Yeah. I see that. It's the nose.
Yeah, everybody. I know that's Kermit the Frog.
That's Kermit the Frog.
Move on. What's your all-time horror, Smurf?
Actually, the one that probably still sticks with me to this day is the first Hellraiser.
Ooh!
Oh,
I didn't talk about that one.
Like, no. I think even Silent Hill.
The book is way worse. They masturbate on the floor.
Yeah,
yeah.
The book is
it's awful,
horrible.
It was the 80s and the 70s. Everyone was on cocaine. It was
Well, what if somebody jerked off onto the floor and it came to life and it was your dead brother? And you're like, what? Oh!
And then you got the puzzle box and
when you thug
the Cenobites,
when you thug notes Stephen King's books, it's like. This is
Thug
yep.
Notes.
Yep. Somebody was on cocaine.
Stephen King is Kool-Aid in comparison to some of the stuff that Clive Barker has come up with.
And yet it's on the same track of yep, somebody was on drugs.
Yeah, that's a lot of drugs. Oh yeah.
That is a lot
of
drugs.
There's just the difference between like whole shit ton of gore and this is just weird, man.
No. Silent Hill for me. Oh, yeah. Legitimately.
We have to talk to the turtle.
Well, because the game's...
The turtle's gone.
The turtle is dead.
The game has to do with so much psyche, so then you're just like,
it's weird.
My brain is all fucked. Please, give me a brain, certain. Becky.
Fuck your brain, watch scary movies.
Absolutely, because if you can't scare yourself, scare someone else.
I'll be in your bedroom tomorrow night. Good
if
night.
You jump scare me, I will punch you in the nose, though.
That's valid.
That you know what that is a good PSA.
You all smell different when you're awake. End it.